Hello, this is Abby, Jackie, and Mara. Welcome to our podcast, which connects Charles Dickens' portrayal of loyalty in A Tale of Two Cities with society's current views of loyalty and how it has been affected by social media. A Tale of Two Cities stresses the importance of loyalty, whether it is loyalty to family, as evidenced by Lucy supporting her father, or loyalty to an idea, as shown through the use of the codename Jacques in the Revolution. We are looking to bring Dickens' idea of loyalty into our current society by exploring how social media shapes our views of loyalty.
I'm here with Tim Cornwell. All right, so we're going to talk about loyalty and the effect that social media has had on it and how it's changed. So to begin, how would you define loyalty?
I think at its heart, it is about devotion and allegiance, say primarily to a person. There's a embodiment of it within a person that you're loyal to someone, maybe more than ideals.
How do you think that social media has influenced who people are loyal to and people's ideas about loyalty?
I think the impact of social media upon loyalty itself is directly tied to the impact of social media upon defining who a person is in many ways. I think one of the effects of social media is, in a sense, a breakdown of the person. On social media, a person is defined by the information that is available to the consumer of that information. And primarily, the person who's putting out that information is the person who is the owner of the profile or the social media account, etc. And so what you're working with then is only part of a person. There's a sort of disembodiment that happens. What ends up happening is the person that you're looking at or the person that you're getting to know, if you will, through social media, it's a very limited view, because you're getting to know those aspects that are emphasized, not getting to know those aspects that are de-emphasized. And so when you're talking about sort of this idea of a devotion or allegiance to a person, maybe the equivalent of that on social media is the like button. You're able to click like or not like. So the question is, who is it that you're liking, or who is it that you're devoting yourself to? Is it a whole person? Does that person really exist, or is it just manifestations of the best qualities that are emphasized from someone for the sake of their social media post? And so I think loyalty becomes sort of maybe more in the category of that like, where it's an idea that you like, or that you're devoted to, or that you could pledge your allegiance to, less so than a person. So as quickly as that is given, it can also be taken away if you sort of look at that like phenomena, where you can unlike and unfollow just as quickly as you can like and can follow something. And so I think there is this piece of fickleness that comes with sort of the nature of social media.
Taking this into a broader view, we've talked about how social media might have impacted people's loyalty to other people. Do you think that it has impacted people's loyalty to a country? And by social media, I also am including the 24-hour news cycle in this. Has it increased people's loyalty to a country, decreased people's loyalty to a country? Has it affected people's loyalty to a country at all?
I think there's much more of a breakdown even of one's own country, and it becomes sort of issues, maybe more potentially than sort of the country as a whole. I think certainly social media has increased folks' voice, which is certainly a good thing in many ways, but I think it also has the impact where you have this mixing together of, as we talked about, the sort of the following folks, and sort of social media has a tendency to be able to promote sort of the better qualities of someone that I think sometimes folks' views, even of their own country, can be impacted by sort of the way in which maybe they're drawn to a particular personality or someone as they're presented on social media, and their views on things that may even be set against someone's own ideological views, but because of the way in which they may be drawn to a particular personality on social media could impact, I think, as well, their view on country.
It seems that our authentic loyalty to other people is quickly being replaced by our loyalty to the idea of people, especially how they are presented on social media. Social media allows us to easily erase our flaws and exaggerate our portrayed perfection. So the question remains, is loyalty still authentic if we are only loyal to people's ideal image? 'Cause I'm going-